Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Defend and Betray by Anne Perry, narrated by Davina Porter. This work, copyrighted 1992 by Anne Perry, is recorded by arrangement with the Donald Moss Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. After a brilliant military career, esteemed General Thaddeus Carlyon finally meets his death, not in the frenzy of battle, but at an elegant London dinner party. His demise seems to be the result of a freak accident, an accident that followed a night of spiteful quarrels and discord among the general and his family. And now, Defend and Betray.
Chapter 1. Hester Latterly alighted from the hansom cab. A two-seater vehicle for hire by the trip, it was a recent and most useful invention, enabling one to travel much more cheaply than having to hire a large carriage for the day. Fishing in her reticule, she found the appropriate coin and paid the driver, then turned and walked briskly along Brunswick Place towards Regent's Park, where the daffodils were in full bloom in gold swathes against the dark earth. So they should be. This was April the 21st, a full month into the spring of 1857. She looked ahead to see if she could discern the tall, rather angular figure of Edith Sobel, whom she had come to meet, but she wasn't yet visible among the courting couples walking side by side, the women's wide crinoline skirts almost touching the gravel of the paths, the men elegant and swaggering very slightly.